Happy Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ray Bones and Nodder Show. I'm Ray Bones. I got Chris Not Yet Nodder.
What's up, everybody? Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday morning. It's freezing out there.
It's freezing, but
it's hot in here, though.
Anyway, listen, stick around. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk diaper changes.
Oof. Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
Deshaun Watson?
What?
Oh, my God.
Stick around. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Oh, and by the way,
completely forgot to mention this part, folks.
Oh, it is Saturday morning, but you guys might want to clear your schedule. Tuesday night, 7 p.m.
Live.
February deuce. Oh. Deuce 1. 2221. Yeah, Anthony Sherman. He's coming to our show.
He's coming on, folks. Listen, this guy.
We're zooming him. We're going to Zoom him live.
Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowler, going to the Super Bowl again. Longest tenured chief on the team.
Wow. 10 years in the league as a fullback.
As
a fullback, Pro Bowler. Who makes it 10 years in the league?
Not generally, not so many people.
Overall. Not to throw any, like, you know. This guy's a stud. Mm. He's a monster. He's got a mohawk. He'll eat you for breakfast. He's a beast.
He's an absolute monster. Extremely underrated. He's a Massachusetts guy, UConn guy.
UConn!
I mean, we are absolutely thrilled to have Anthony Sherman come on the show. Very much looking forward to Tuesday.
Can't wait for Tuesday, guys. Make sure you stick around. We got Anthony Sherman. If you ain't hyped up after watching that video, you're not alive.
Yeah.
Let us know. I'm CPR certified, and so is he.
It's true.
Let's go.
That's
Let's
true.
Do it.
What about, I mean, who put that video together, Ray?
Big shout out to Everlasting Story Photography.
Mm-hmm. Heather, fantastic job. She sent it to me today. She's like, hey, you got to post this.
I'm wonderful.
Like, wow, I'm amped up. This is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a great interview. Listen, the fact that Anthony Sherman is willing to give us his time right before the Super Bowl, guys.
Oh, that's right.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl for a second.
By the way, it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, and he's going to give us some time on Tuesday night. He is actually taking the time to talk to us. That just goes to show you the type of guy that he is. And he is, listen, this is a dream come true. We get to talk to a Super Bowl champ, a Pro Bowler, a guy that is extremely underrated, but is a very, very important part of that Chiefs team.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
I mean, of course.
You know?
Of course, he's been there.
He's been there for, what, 10 years? Actually, 11, longer than that. I think this is probably his 11th year now. I'd have to look.
It's his 10th year.
Okay, 10th year.
He's rocking 10 years, man. Right. He's about to hit his NFL pension right now.
Oof,
so,
man.
You know, you hit that 10-year mark. That's a milestone.
Yeah.
10 years in the NFL is a milestone. A lot of players, I mean, you can go back and you can think of a few guys that were, I mean, Bo Jackson. Right?
Yeah.
One of the greatest running backs of all time, in my opinion. Mm. Right?
One of the greatest athletes of all time.
Wow.
Hands down.
But he, you know, to make it 10 years in the NFL, And let's be honest, he's a fullback. How many fullbacks are even in offense right now, period?
You don't see it.
Nobody runs the I. Nobody runs the T. Nobody. It's RPO. You know what I mean? There's a lot. This is a passing league. And we got the fullback from Kansas City, baby. He's coming Tuesday.
Tuesday. Huge shout out to Anthony and just the fact that he's willing to give us a chance.
He's giving us some time
to talk to him and get a little bit of what's going through his mind going into his second Super Bowl. And, you know, he's a UConn guy too. He's Massachusetts.
North Attleboro, Mass.
And he had a great career there. And, you know, man, this is just great. Super excited.
Listen,
can't hype up this episode enough, folks. You have to make sure you tune in Tuesday night to watch
this. And I know I got some guys out there that are very fired up. Very fired up. Jeff McDermott, I know he's on the top of the list. Eric Vincelette is another guy I know on top of the list.
Yep, absolutely. I got my buddy
Boston, Justin Lamoureux.
Yeah.
Big Chiefs fans, man. They're going to tune in.
I got a couple very close friends, Ryan Kelsey and Mitch Ferber. Die hard Chiefs fans. They're the two people I reach out to first. I said, hey, look who we got coming on. They're like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, man, he's great. He's willing to come on. He's willing to talk to us. Yeah, it's great, man.
Yeah, we gave away that Travis Kelce helmet, right?
Yeah.
There's a few guys I reached out to. George Vocalo, sorry, bro, and I can't believe I forgot your name. By the way, fantasy baseball starting soon.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Fantasy baseball time.
And George is in our fantasy baseball league, and I'm not sure if you're aware. He's a huge Kansas City fan.
Mm-hmm.
We're fired up. Can't wait to have Anthony Sherman on.
It's going to be great.
And we're just going to say thank you, Mr. Anthony Sherman. Thank you, Jessica Sherman, as well, for, you know, taking that taking that message and, and making it happen. So
absolutely,
let's
go. Giving us little guys a chance. You know?
Listen, that's all we can do.
That's it. Let's keep
and
going.
I get this maneuver. You know where I get this?
I don't know where you get it.
Heather.
Oh,
that's Heather's move.
Okay, I like that.
Let's go all the way up.
I like it.
Right?
Oh yeah, all the way up. Yeah. That makes sense.
Listen, all the way up. Let's go. So
sweet.
All right, guys. Awesome. Next Tuesday, stick around. It's Saturday morning. We're fired up. We're ready to go. What a crazy week it's been. Sports are kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it's kind of been crazy because you know we had last week. Yeah, we did the Conor McGregor fight show. Then we had Brian on with Anthony Giansani. That was our last episode. By the way, shout out to Anthony. Thank you so much for coming on. We had a lot of comments, a lot of engagement in
that
show.
What an unbelievable kid.
Great. And we haven't even scratched the surface with him yet. We haven't even scratched the surface.
Stick around for that one. Part two. Anthony, part two is going to be happening within the next few months. Whenever we decide, whenever he's available. He's too busy right now. Catching rays in Mexico.
Yeah, he's working out a lot.
Working out. I'm friends with him now on the on social media, and I'm like, wow, this kid's a savage.
Yeah, he's a beast in the gym.
He's got like yoga with medicine balls and kettlebells and bells.
Yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah, some things are ringing.
So
things are ringing.
But, as far as sports goes, we had some stuff go on. You know, Deshaun Watson's a big topic right now. Holy moly, Dan Orlovsky. Thinking that the Giants should trade away the entire team, basically, to land Deshaun in
New York. So why don't you get into that a little bit? Because I'm not really exactly sure what the hell that...
So I think it was today. I didn't get a chance to watch too much ESPN today, but Dan Orlovsky says that the Giants should trade Daniel Jones, the quarterback.
See ya!
Saquon Barkley. And three first-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
But I'll tell you what, the Giants will get him.
Giants will get him with that. Absolutely. Oh, they will get him with that ball.
They will.
Absolutely. This is my thing.
But
so,
you know what?
I don't know if it's, I don't know. Do you trade away Saquon Barkley?
You do.
Do you?
Yeah. He's already banged up. Listen, Saquon's great, but here's the deal in the NFL. You have to have that piece, right?
Yeah.
So if you want your money to last the longest, mm-hmm. Are you going to invest in a running back? Are you going to invest in a quarterback? Your biggest investment on the football field is going to be your quarterback all day, every day. Doesn't matter. It's not even an argument, right? He's your captain. He's your leader. Deshaun Watson, he is proven to be a leader. He's proven to be a winner. And he's a stud.
He's a stud.
He's a stud.
He's unbelievable.
See you, Saquon.
He is, you know, some people are calling him like the Michael Jordan of the NFL.
Yeah, no.
I think that's that might be a little much.
Sorry, bro.
But hear me out.
I love you, but you ain't there yet.
I don't know how I feel, and I'm going to put my perspective as a Giants fan here. I don't like it. I don't like it. This is the reason why. Saquon Barkley is a stud. He hasn't even cracked yet. Right? He had a good first year, second year. Obviously, he got hurt. He has had some injuries. I'm worried about that knee. I'm worried about a lot of things with Saquon, but Daniel Jones, too. So Daniel Jones had a pretty good rookie year. He had a pretty good rookie year. And a lot of people were like, this Daniel Jones kid from Duke, like, who is he? Where is he coming from? He had a good first year, Ray. He did. And you can't really say he didn't. He can't hold on to the football to save his life. We've got to put some super glue on his hands. But do you really trade away your future? Like, the Giants wanted, the original plan was to build around Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Those are going to be the two guys, right? I don't necessarily know if it's smart for New York to just go ahead and trade Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, and three first-round picks. And, I mean, this isn't even really a conversation, but this is what Dan Orlovsky is saying. Now, we can all take what he says with a grain of salt. Sometimes he has some outlandish things that he says that don't really make a lot of sense. I think, and I'm going to say this as I'm going to put my Giants fan aside, I think the ideal place for Deshaun Watson to end up is New England. And I'm not saying that because New England is in need of a quarterback. But think about it this way. This kid is, how old is he, 25?
He's 25.
25 years old. You send him over to New England. New England, you know, at this point is, I don't want to say they're in a rebuilding stage, but they need some help. And guess what, though? The Patriots are going to get more players to come to New England to play for Bill Belichick and Deshaun Watson. And you will go in, and you, right, and that's the other
problem. We don't pay for nobody.
I know, but we don't pay to keep them. Is this a time where the Patriots, like, okay, we had a pretty embarrassing season. Cam Newton was a complete flop. Do we take that next step and become a New York Yankees type of team or a Dodgers type of team and say, let's spend the money. Let's just spend it.
I think the NFL has the Patriots wrong. Everybody has the Patriots wrong. Everybody's got the Patriots wrong, and I'm going to tell you why. We were missing starters on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We somehow managed to get to 7-9. Somehow. I have no idea.
Right.
I said this the other day.
You did.
I have no idea how we got to 7-9. Cam Newton can't throw a screen pass. He winds up like he's throwing a fastball down the middle of the plate for someone to hit a grand slam.
It was ugly.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
It's bad. I had a lot of hope for Cam.
We all did.
Cam is not the Superman I thought he was.
He did have all of us fooled. He had all of us fooled.
Dude, I predicted that
Cam was going to be the quarterback for the Patriots for the next couple of years.
I was the biggest Cam Newton fan on the planet.
I know.
I was super Cam this and super Cam that, and now I'm just like, Ray, shut the hell up. Nobody wants to hear about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
it is what it is. Thank you, Cam, for guiding this team to 7-9. You didn't have any defensive help, right?
No.
He might have had a better record. He might have had a better record if we had some guys on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you guys.
We had no pressure on the quarterback.
Yep.
Stephon Gilmore did not look like the best defensive cornerback, defensive player of the year. He was nowhere close.
No, it was sad, but, man. I mean, you guys also had a lot of guys that didn't even play because of COVID. Lost a ton of players.
That's what I'm saying. We lost a lot of starters.
So
Bill Belichick did a great job for 7-9, and you have a lot of these other reporters out there, which we'll have our day. We'll talk about it, but it's not right now. But you don't make any sense out there, people.
So does it make more sense now more than ever? You have all of your players back, right?
Hopefully they all come back.
Hopefully. Right? Does it make more sense then to trade up and get him over in New England? Because you have a franchise quarterback right there if you get him over in New England.
Yes. You give the house away for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
He is a generational talent.
I mean, the type of players and teams that are supposedly going to be in the talks, you're looking at the LA Rams are popping up as a possible landing zone.
I saw Matt Stafford to LA Rams as well.
Matt Stafford to the LA Rams. They're clearly
Stafford might be the number one guy to come to New England, though.
That's true. New England this is New England's chance, right? You as a fan know that this is their chance to make a huge impact. I think if you're going to go for Stafford, I say throw it out. Just go right for Watson. Why not?
Well, here's the deal. There's going to be some kind of like pride on the line this year.
Oh, 100%.
2021, 2022, mm-hmm. Patriot pride, right? It's not Patriot Nation. It's going to be Patriot pride.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to see some money spent. That's how it's going to go, because I'm going to tell you something right now. Look at that suit. Mm. Unbelievable. I love that guy.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's probably one of the better outfits he wears.
Yeah,
you get
one
him
of
the
them.
Fedora and all that other stuff. Whatever, dude.
He gets into it.
Everybody,
man.
Dude, he's eccentric, and I love that about him.
I mean,
because he's part of me, right? He's part of me now. You're rocking the same color. You know, we're brothers from another. I love
that's it.
But when you shine, you cross the street.
Yeah.
You know, whatever comes out the mouth, that's what happens, man.
That's it, man.
But no, much love for Cam. And
I mean, what is your prediction? And I know it's early. I don't think he's going to the Giants. I don't think. The Rams, I don't think so. If he's going to go anywhere, I honestly think the best spot for him is going to be Miami.
Who?
Watson?
Yeah. He's not going to Miami.
Okay, so where do you think he's going to go?
Well, according to Houston,
he's staying.
He's not going anywhere.
I don't know. I think you got to trade him.
He ain't going anywhere.
I think you have to trade him. You have to. If he does not want to be there, he doesn't want to be there. He said, regardless of who the coach was, if Bieniemy was going to get hired, he says it don't matter. I want out of Houston.
You don't trade Deshaun Watson.
Well, you don't want to have a guy play for your team that's not going to put the effort in to win. And if he doesn't want to be there, then he's not going to look at. We talked about this a few episodes ago. James Harden. He looked like a bag of ass playing basketball for the Houston Rockets. He goes over to the Nets. All of a sudden, he's a superstar.
Different basketball and football are two different.
I know.
Games.
I'm talking about the mindset though to win, right? Deshaun Watson knows he's not going to win in Houston. You said he's a generational talent. He's not going to win in Houston. He's going to win in New England. There's a good chance he'll probably win in Miami. Miami's got the talent.
But it's not his choice. The problem with Deshaun Watson, these players think that they can call the shots.
Well, let's be real. They kind of do.
No, they don't. Look at Trent Williams. Trent Williams from Washington.
Yeah.
He sat out a whole year.
Right.
Then he finally got his way, but the contract was up.
So do you think, Deshaun Watson sits out?
This guy has, how many years does Deshaun Watson have left on his contract? Three years, I think?
I think it's three.
You're going to sit out for 3 years, and then someone's going to say, hey, listen, you've been sitting on the bench, and all of a sudden we're going to be like, oh, you're fine, and you haven't seen a single play?
Yeah.
Dude, the speed of the game is important.
Right.
You can't take 3 years off and then come back and be the same player that you were.
So they agreed to a four-year, $156 million contract extension, guaranteed salary at signing through 2022.
So now you're looking at taking through what year? 2022,
the guaranteed salary at signing through 2022.
All right, so you're looking at a year.
Two years. Worst case scenario for him, he sticks it out one more year with Houston. He plays his ass off. He does well, and then guess what?
He ain't going anywhere.
Ah, well, I wouldn't be so sure, man. I wouldn't be so sure. Everybody's saying, and I agree with him, man. Me as an owner, right? I know I want Deshaun Watson. Houston's ownership is a complete train wreck.
Sure.
It's a complete train wreck. They traded away everybody for nothing, and you left Deshaun Watson. This one could end up being one of the top quarterbacks ever to go down in history. You left him with nothing. You left him with nothing. That's how you're gonna do him like that?
That's terrible.
25 years old. This kid is young still.
No, he's a stud.
No wonder why he wants to leave. But you know what? This is the trend in professional sports now. The players are calling the shots, and there's no. And I don't want to say Deshaun Watson's not loyal because I don't think that's what it is. But
these hoes ain't loyal.
He ain't gonna be loyal to Houston. He doesn't want to be there. So why hang on to him? Let him go, trade up, get yourself a good quarterback, get yourself some first-round draft picks because that dude is worth at least a minimum a stud player in three first-round. Easy. Easy without even breaking a sweat.
Dude, you speak like a true Yankee fan.
That's what I'm saying,
though. You are speaking like a true Yankee fan.
I can tell you what. If Aaron,
there are no players in any sport that have any loyalty. None of them.
I will tell you this much. If Aaron Judge came out and said, or let's put it this way. Aaron Judge, or you can even go back and say, you know, any other great Yankee player, and you would say the same thing in Boston.
Sure.
He says, I don't want to be in New York. I'm unhappy. Okay, see ya. Trade him. You're going to get good value for him. And if you don't want to be here take a hike. But I don't give a shit.
You're talking about the franchise, right? When the franchise says, I don't want to play, yeah, you know what, buddy? Sorry.
Well,
sorry. Sit down and shut up. I'm paying your
check.
If
I'm Brian Cashman and Aaron Judge, or like I said, whoever, says, I'm not happy here. I want to go play somewhere else. Bye-bye. See you later. Have a nice day. I don't want a guy on my team that's going to not put his full effort in. I don't care what bonuses or what, you know, crazy things you have in your contract about how many home runs or how many wins you're going to win. It does not matter to me. See you later. I'll trade you. I'll get some good young talent for you. Bye-bye.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. That's
hopefully.
True.
You're talking football. Football is a different game. It's like basketball, right? I mean, basketball, they're not going to trade away. I'm going to compare football to basketball right now. I'm sorry. Yes, football to basketball.
And you and Brian both yelled at me last week for doing that.
So, no. When you talk about a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a running back.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a wide receiver. Anybody else.
Okay.
The most important person
is a quarterback.
On the football field is a quarterback.
Right.
Right? That's like having the best player on your basketball team. There's only five players on a basketball team.
Yep.
But you want to trade Anthony Davis? You want to trade a LeBron James? Yes, I said LeBron James.
Fair. That's fair. Yes.
Deshaun Watson, that's what we're talking about right now. You are not letting him go.
So let me ask you this question. LeBron James being the sports figure that he is, if he goes to Magic Johnson and says,
he runs out the contract, then he jumps ship.
But what if he said right now, what if he pulled, just hypothetically, right? He says, I'm not happy in LA. I don't want to play for the Lakers anymore, which we know isn't true, but we're talking hypothetically. What do you do with him? You keep him on the team where he's going to be miserable? And we're not comparing James Harden to LeBron James because I don't think there's no comparison there. But LeBron James says, you know what, Magic? I'm done. I don't want to play here anymore. This sucks. I don't like playing with Anthony Davis anymore. I want to go back to Cleveland. I want to do this. I want to do that. What do you do? What does Magic Johnson do? What does he do? Does he trade him? Does he say, okay, LeBron, well, we're going to trade you for the boat. We're going to get everybody. We're going to trade you to the Celtics and get whoever. Or we're going to trade you here, there, or the other. I mean, I think you have to look at it as you have to have a guy, especially in the quarterback position, who's a leader, right?
Mm.
Deshaun Watson is a leader. He's not going to be a leader in Houston.
Sure.
He's not, because he doesn't want to be there. Send him to a team where, and it, at this point, I don't even think it sounds like it matters where he goes as long as he's not in Houston. He hates Houston, from what it sounds like.
Yeah, now he does.
He's going to even hate the Jets more, though. If the Jets decide to pull off some crazy trade, he's going to hate playing for the Jets.
Nah, he might be better off in New York.
You think so?
Yeah, the Jets have a good O-line. They have a good O-line. They got some room in their salary cap. They can make it happen.
I don't know, man. Well, I mean, maybe.
They can make it happen.
They could build, but they're going to lose out. They're going to lose out on all of their good first-round picks. If they're going to have to really work and get some guys to come in and play for the Jets. It could turn the whole franchise around.
Deshaun Watson's worth it.
I agree with you.
Because how many quarterbacks are you going to go through until you can finally figure it out?
You're right.
You know, everybody thinks that Trevor Lawrence is like the shoe-in automatic stud quarterback.
I mean, he's good.
And I'm one of the people who think that.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right.
People thought that in Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, that's
true. People thought that in Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
Vince Young, he was serviceable.
Yeah.
But those other two guys are the biggest flops in two of the biggest flops in NFL history. David Klingler. Yeah. I mean, there's some guys out there. Now, wow, I just reached out of the pocket.
That was a name drop. Yeah. That was a name drop.
University of Houston. I don't know the year.
You don't see. This is the thing. You don't see
all-time leader in passing yards. Yeah. Might have been broke by a guy out of Texas Tech, and his name I can't think of.
So you're dropping. You're dropping teams and info that I don't know anything about.
Oh God! But I will tell you this. Who's the guy out of Texas Tech that might have? Graham Harrell. I don't know. Anyway,
that's a name.
Who cares?
But what I'm saying is you don't see quarterbacks like Deshaun Watson come around ever. I mean, of course you have your greats. This is going to be an interesting topic. It's not even the off season yet. We're not even done with the season yet. We have the Super Bowl, which is going to be probably one of the more memorable Super Bowls ever coming up. And everybody's focus is on this quarterback in Houston, man. That's how good he is. That's like Jordan asking to be traded to another team.
Here's the problem. Jordan would never do that.
Right.
Because Jordan's not LeBron. Jordan's the GOAT.
Right.
LeBron?
He's getting close.
Is the flop.
Oof.
The GOAT versus the flop. Who you got? Anyway, who cares? But Deshaun Watson, generational talent.
Yeah.
I hope he comes to New England. And if I were you, see you Saquon, see you Danny Dimes, and see you 3 first-round picks. Who cares?
Talk about a rebuild.
You are going to have
we have a tough enough time as it is right now.
You win the division.
We don't win. We don't win.
I'm not going to say you win the division.
No, I don't think
because
so.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if he goes to Washington.
What about that was my next thing. Washington.
Deshaun Watson, I think the biggest fit for Deshaun will go to the football team. And then, you know, you have a problem because.
You got a lot of problems in Washington if he's
you got a nice young running back in Gibson.
Yeah. Yep.
You have McLaurin.
Yeah. Got a good wide receiving core there.
Yeah. Oh, listen, watch out. And they have a solid defense.
Yeah, that guy Chase Young, he's pretty good. Pretty good.
Defense?
Oof.
And they say defense wins championships. Well, get a guy that can put you behind center. And I love the kid, and I forget his name, that played for Alex Smith.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Anyway, some guy that just pulled off the practice
Henny?
Squad. That
no,
came.
that's the Chiefs, Henny. Henny's
yeah, Chad. Chiefs. Chad Henny, Chad University Henny. Of Michigan. Henny. But like anyway, listen, it's
going
to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl was all supposed to be Pro Bowl weekend.
I don't really pay attention to the Pro Bowl too much. I pay attention to who goes.
I broke out the West.
I like that jersey a lot. Yeah.
Pro Bowl week. I mean, we're not going to talk about the Pro Bowl because, honestly,
we already talked about who made the Pro Bowl anyway.
Watch the Pro Bowl.
No, because everybody's focused on the Super Bowl. I never understood that about the NFL. I don't know why you have the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl. It makes zero sense to me.
Well, the best players aren't playing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have Mahomes in there. You don't have, you know, Brady's not there. Kelsey, you know, all these guys, they're not playing in it. So it's, you know, I mean, at least like you look at baseball, the All-Star game is at least halfway through the season. So, you know, there's that. But even then, the All-Star game for me, the major leagues is great to see. But I you know, I'm not a big All-Star game guy either. I'm more of a home run derby guy. I love the home run derby.
You know, the All-Star game. There's no difference from an All-Star game to an NBA game, in my opinion, because they don't play defense anyway.
No, they don't.
Basketball is just like, why do they even play a regular season?
That's true. No, you're very, seriously. That's very true. Very true.
Just play playoffs. It's entertaining. They actually play defense.
Yeah.
You know, they're not shooting 60% from the field.
No, I like that. That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good point because you watch the regular. It's so different because I really don't pay attention too much to the NBA regular season, but the playoffs come along. I'll flip through and watch every once in a while. I'm still not a dedicated fan, but back obviously when MJ was playing, I watched. But you know, it is what it is. So Yeah, so interesting. Deshaun Watson, wish you the best of luck. You know, who knows? Who knows where you will end up. Washington is a very, very interesting spot, I think. That could be huge. Huge.
We'd rather see you in New England.
Yeah.
Come on home to New England.
I'm not sold on Dan Orlovsky's giant idea. I don't really like it. We'll see what happens. I don't know. But, yeah, guys, so it's Saturday morning. We are here at the Pie Hops studio, 80 Broadway in Norwich, Connecticut. It's the Ray Bones and Nada Show, guys. We are here, like we talked about before. We have an awesome guest coming on Tuesday, Anthony Sherman, Kansas City Chiefs Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. And guess what, folks? He's going back to the Super Bowl again. So make sure you tune in on Tuesday.
Run it back.
Yeah, absolutely. So
run it back. Speaking of the Super Bowl, that's happening next week.
Yeah, it is happening next
week. By the way, we're going to have a great show for you guys next Friday as
well. Yeah, we're going to do a pre-Super Bowl show.
Yeah, we're going to get you all primed up and like we're going to kind of, you know.
And really get into it.
We're going to work it.
Yeah.
We're going to work it. We're going to do it. We got a great topic. We're going to save it also.
Oh, yeah. Great topic.
And Brian's going to hop on with us for that. Kev Mike, if he's not delivering packages, he might join us as well.
I may have to be the mediator of this this debate that we're going to have for that show.
Well, I can't go through the TV, so everyone's going to be safe.
All right, good
enough. But Brian would be in trouble.
Ooh, I don't know. Brian seems pretty confident on his side of things. We'll talk to you guys about that a little bit.
Always confident.
Yeah.
So I guess one comment made by Bruce Arians.
Mm.
If there's a QB that can match Brady's success, it's Mahomes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are we looking at here? We have the GOAT versus the future.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Chiefs about to just kind of like duplicate something in a smaller amount of time that the Patriots have established? I'm kind of a little bit nervous about it.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can be nervous because you guys had such great success, right? You guys ran the NFL. I mean, arguably one of the greatest teams and franchises ever in sports.
20 years.
You know, and I think, you know what? It wasn't going to happen forever. And I think a lot of diehard Patriots fans just expect those things to happen. You expect greatness because you come from a great franchise.
We don't expect it.
Well, I mean.
But it's nice when it happens.
Exactly. But, I mean, listen, Patriots fans, you know, you got to understand.
There's a lot of dinks in Patriots. We have a lot of dink Patriots
you do.
Fans.
You got a lot of fans all of a sudden didn't watch football at all this year because they didn't like what was going on with the NFL and everything going on. They didn't like Brady leaving. But all of a sudden.
Yeah, but you know they're rooting for the Bucs.
Well, all of a sudden, a lot of people that, you know, I'm not going to name names, but a lot of people came out of the woodwork over this past weekend. And all of a sudden, Brady is in the Super Bowl and everybody's rocking their 12 jerseys. Go, Brady. We love you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for tuning into the one game this year that you guys actually watched.
I love football now.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's to each their own. I don't judge whatever you guys watch, whatever. But it just goes to show you that Patriots fans are a different breed. They're a different breed.
Whoa.
They're a different breed.
No, we're not.
I think you guys are.
I am not.
And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you're kind of in a way, and I'm saying this as a Yankee fan. I don't even want to say that you're spoiled because you're not.
I will say we're spoiled.
Well, I think that you're spoiled.
I feel spoiled.
You feel spoiled as a Patriots fan?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How can you not?
Well, I mean, I think you look at it and
13 championships in how many years?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's
get
not
the
just
hell
like
out of here.
You guys built up a lot of your players. You did. You did.
Sure we did.
You look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady is one of the greatest stories in sports history, right? This dude comes in and he was a late round draft pick. He comes in, fills in for Drew Bledsoe, who, I mean, you can mark him down in the history books, right? And he comes in and he takes the Patriots to the promised land year after year after year after year. It's a great story. It's a great story. And I don't necessarily, you know, I guess spoiled maybe isn't the right word. But I think of it as, back to the whole point with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, maybe it's time for another franchise to get that opportunity. And you can't even take it away from them because they're nasty. The Chiefs are nasty. You have Patrick Mahomes is already a Hall of Famer in my eyes. He's going to be there. He's going to go down as one of the probably greatest quarterbacks to do it. If he can stay healthy and he can find his guys on the field, he's going to go down as one of the greatest ever.
He could.
I mean, honestly.
He could.
He could win more Super – I mean, let's be real. He could easily win 6 Super Bowl rings at the rate that they're going.
He could have 6 in the next 5 years.
Yeah, he really could. Next 5 years. I mean, they could technically win. What did Brian say?
They have to keep the squad together, though, because I'm going to tell you right now, there's
at some point, the money is going to, I don't want to say it's going to become an issue, but when you sign your quarterback for $500 million, that's right, billion with a B, dollars, what are you going to do with Kelce? What are you going to do with Hill? You got guys that you got to pay at some point. Got
to give the cheetah the money. The cheetah, he deserves it.
Yeah, I don't know. But, Yeah, I mean, I think the Patriots, or I'm sorry, I think the Chiefs could easily.
I love how you just said, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because that's how people talk.
Yeah.
People accidentally say the Chiefs for the Chiefs versus the Patriots. Oh, did I say the Bucks? I mean.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because you know what? There's one staple in everybody's life over the last 20 years. And you know what that is?
Tom Brady.
The New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Doesn't matter what team you like. It's always been the Patriots.
Always. It's always the Patriots.
At least the past 20 years.
And now it's always Brady, because you know what? Brady just won up to us. And I'm rooting for him. And
I mean, I get it. I just...
We got to get the GOAT on.
Yeah, we'll see if we can.
We're going to get the GOAT. Tom Brady, let's go. LFG.
Come on, Tom.
I steal your words in every freaking post I put on for
social
media, for Christ's sake.
I love the videos with him and Gronk every time they make it to.
Fucking Gronk.
That's awesome. Man. Gronk doesn't even know what division he's in.
Two of my favorite Patriots of all time.
Yeah.
Hey. You throw Ty Law in the mix, and I was just going to say, these are my top three guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I love Ty Law.
Yeah.
Loved him. Yeah. Loved him. He was the Peyton Manning killer.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to talk Chiefs next week. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're going
to
have a good talk. We're going to have a good talk. Absolutely, anyway.
So,
dude, let's just, do you want to get on this, like, horrible, like, bunch of, like, shit people, like, baseball, Hall of Fame, writers.
Yeah, I mean, we could take a sharp left and head to baseball real quick.
Let's want to stay in the football talk.
No, I mean, I think we have a lot of football to talk about.
We got it all week. Guys, stick around for more football.
Yeah.
We can talk about football now. We can talk about football again next week, twice.
We can talk about football when there's no football.
We can talk about football all day long. Right. But I think an important thing, actually, before we get off the football talk, there's a shit bag out in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Chad Wheeler. And we're just going to bring this up for about maybe a minute or two.
He doesn't even deserve that.
No, he does deserve it. Because we crucified Ray Rice.
Yeah.
We crucified Antonio Brown. We crucified all these other, you know, players.
Yeah.
Chad Wheeler. I never even heard of this dude before.
I didn't either. I saw it in the news that he was arrested for, you know, domestic violence. And I was like,
He beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
It's not acceptable. It doesn't even deserve, like, any sort of time. But they made a big deal out of it for a player that really, like... He's a nobody.
Yeah. He's a nobody. And so, you know, I'm reading posts from friends on Facebook. And, you know, I'm not playing the card. But it's like, if it was this way or that way.
Yeah, you never know. You don't really know what actually happened.
I don't know what the deal... But he's a white player.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it anywhere. I saw it, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Scumbag.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, Seattle, they got rid of him.
Good.
Go get help. Go jump in a bath of holy water. I don't even know who this guy is. He's got, I mean, maybe he's Jesus Christ. He's got long hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's definitely not Jesus Christ.
No, definitely not. He's a scumbag, and
he's a pile of shit. So, you know what? We're throwing shade on his name. Chad Willard, you're a douchebag.
Yeah.
Get your life together, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
No room for domestic violence. Never, ever, ever.
Beat up fucking women, dude.
Yeah.
Who does that?
A lot of football players have done that. And a lot of athletes, not just football players, a lot of athletes have done it. There's, you know, a photo of them up there. There's the injuries. I mean, that's
brutal, man. How do you do that? By the way,
how do you do that to somebody?
So this idiot, right? This guy over here, fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Apparently, she woke up from the beatdown she got.
Yeah.
And then he said,
I read she was sleeping or she was, you know, something like that.
She walked to the bathroom and he goes, I can't believe you're still alive.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
The whole thing's disturbing. Yeah.
It's disturbing. You better hope, like, her father's not alive and she don't have any brothers.
Oh, hopefully he's
going. Because you should be in, like, protective.
Hopefully he's going to jail. That's the whole goal, right? Send him away for a while.
Dude, get him. Yeah. What the fuck?
Unbelievable.
Anyway, douchebag.
Yeah.
Chad Wheeler.
See you later.
See you later, bro. Fucking send it.
Yep.
Anyway, back to the douchebags in baseball. While we're talking about douchebags.
Cheaters.
We're going to go over to the douchebags in the Baseball Writers Hall of Fame because they all suck ass.
Ooh. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I have a lot of feelings on this.
Somebody tell me what the Baseball Hall of Fame is doing. All of a sudden, they have integrity. Mm. All of a sudden. Curt Schilling.
This was a long time coming.
This is all about Curt Schilling. It's all about Curt Schilling.
I don't know if it's all about Curt Schilling.
Okay, then let's mention Pete Rose, Barry Bonds.
There's a difference, though. There's a difference.
Curt Schilling is not a... He did not cheat.
He's never been tied to PEDs.
He did not cheat.
No.
He didn't cheat.
They don't like some of the stuff he said and done.
Who cares? There's other players in the Hall of Fame, and we're not going to name any names, and if you want to look... Look it up yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not calling people out because they're this or they're that. Right? No. But Curt Schilling deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he does.
He's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's happening right now is... This is my opinion on it. So you have the Baseball Hall of Fame. This year, nobody got in. Look who you had. You had Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling. You know, you had a list of names up there where guys have been associated with PEDs and cheating and steroids and, you know, the Mitchell Report. Now, Curt Schilling is a Hall of Fame pitcher. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt, was one of the best to ever do it with the Red Sox, with the Diamondbacks, with the Phillies. He was one of the greatest. Now, this is my opinion on it, Ray. I've never been a fan of the baseball writers voting for players to get into the Hall of Fame. I don't know how they would ever do it if there was another way, but there are some writers who write for Major League Baseball that never played a day of goddamn baseball in their life, but they happen to be journalists and they've wrote about baseball for all these years and they follow these players. Okay. Congratulations. I've followed baseball since I've been 5 years old. Does that give me the right to vote on who goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
No.
So my thing is they knew that this year was coming up. They knew that the 2020 year was coming up and there's some very questionable names on that list. Do I agree with Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens being in the Hall of Fame? No, I don't. I don't believe that they should be in there. However, they cheated.
Hold on a second. Can I cut you off?
Sure, if you want to.
Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he started injecting himself.
Okay, but he did.
Roger Clemens was a Hall of Famer. Their contributions to the game of baseball were unbelievable before they started
unmatched
enhancing their level of competition. Later in their age, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if they didn't touch any of these things and they just let their body kind of like fade away like everybody else did,
yeah,
they're Hall of Famers.
And
without a doubt.
I agree with you. And you can't have baseball lore and baseball history and all of the great things that baseball has represented. You can't have those stories and those games and those records without Roger Clemens Roger Clemens, 7 Cy Young Awards.
The Rocket.
Barry Bonds, MVPs, home runs, you name it. But there is that stigma. You cheat, you're not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, as far as Curt Schilling goes, I know he's kind of I don't really follow too much on Curt Schilling. He's kind of a crazy person.
He's a loose cannon.
He's a loose cannon. He says things outlandishly. He says things without thinking of them. He's very mean to people. Okay, let me talk about a couple of Hall of Famers that are in the Hall of Fame. How about Mickey Mantle? Full-blown alcoholic, beat up women, full-blown just according, and I wasn't around, obviously. Neither one of us were when he was around, but complete asshole from what everybody says. And he's in the Hall of Fame. Has Curt Schilling ever been accused of beating up a woman or being a full-blown alcoholic or making poor decisions? Maybe he says some things that aren't really exactly liked.
Sure.
Doesn't mean he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose.
Whole nother topic. Pete Rose. You didn't cheat at the game. You bet against your team. He had a gambling problem. Okay. Does that exclude you from being in the Hall of Fame? I think they should let Pete in. I've always been a pro Pete guy. Always. He played the game harder than anybody else ever did. That's just my thing. I don't know. Gambling on your own team, it doesn't look good. Obviously, you shouldn't do that. But he's not in the Hall of Fame as a coach. He'd be in the Hall of Fame as a player.
Why can't he be in the Hall of Fame as a player?
Right. That's what I'm saying. He got jammed up when he was the manager. He's not going in as a manager. He's going in as a player. That's always been my thing. I don't know. I think the writers and this whole thing about how now the writers don't even want to vote anymore. They don't want to be associated with it. You guys all knew this was coming. This year was coming.
Baseball is a joke in the sense of what we're talking about.
Right. It is. Yes.
Right. I love the game of baseball. I mean, I like to talk shit.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, baseball is America's, favorite pastime. And We love baseball in America, period, the end.
We do.
But we have a bunch of dinks that are voting for Hall of Famers.
Yeah. I mean,
and they're not even voting properly.
No, no.
There are guys that are getting votes, and I'm just like, what the hell?
And a lot of people are saying it now, and I was talking to our good friend Scott Fryer about this, and he was like, hey, like, he texted me. He's like, what do you think? Nobody in the Hall of Fame. I said, they are turning the Hall of Fame into the Hall of Good. The Hall of Fame is for the best players to ever play the game. Statistically, wins, playoffs, World Series. Listen.
By the way, that's how the world is going, right?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a trophy. If you ever did anything bad in the past, now you're out.
You're done.
Meanwhile, we looked up to you, and we thought you were great.
Yeah.
But now we have this whole new way of thinking that I'm not jiving with.
It's not the way.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of players in the Hall of Fame that have made poor decisions in their life and have maybe said things that weren't necessarily great. That should not exclude them. This is the baseball Hall of Fame, not the personality Hall of Fame, right? Listen, should Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens be in the Hall of Fame without steroids? 100%. And yes, they were Hall of Fame players before they decided to do that. They made a poor decision. There were more players than we even could dream of that were using steroids in the steroid era of baseball, right? Sammy Sosa, no chance. Mark McGwire, no chance. Barry Bonds, you're looking at all these players. Yeah, you guys saved baseball. Thank you so much, because baseball was on a super downslide because of the strike. They came back. Everybody's hitting freaking 70 home runs a year, 500-foot home runs, throwing no-hitters. Thank you for saving the game and making it interesting. Unfortunately, the way it was done is not acceptable. You can't friggin' cheat when you're a professional athlete. You can't. You just can't do it. Look at Robinson Cano. Robinson Cano will never, ever be in the Hall of Fame. He was a Hall of Fame player. Hall of Fame player. And he got caught how many times now? He should be on his third strike here pretty soon. You know, like, it makes me so mad. You guys have the world at your fingertips. You're playing the game that all of us dream of playing when we're kids. I want to go play for the Yankees or the Mets or the Red Sox or the Phillies. I'm going to be a World Series MVP. You guys are ruining it for everyone. You're ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, but who ruined it? I mean, who really ruined the game? I mean, I think the game's been tarnished for...
There's been a lot of,
70 freaking years.
Yeah, I mean,
whether
it has been.
Whether you're drinking in the dugout or you're fucking, like,
using too
you're
much
doing.
Pine tar, you're cheating, banging on trash cans.
Listen, you guys are, now technology involved, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything else. Every sport develops.
Yeah.
You know, nutrition, steroids.
Yeah.
But even the exercises and, you know, how to build your body up. These guys weren't doing this back in the day. Mm-mm. Nobody was doing any of that stuff.
No.
That's why all the players now are pretty much, every record that's ever been, they're all going to be broken.
And I agree with you. And I think back to your point, and you asked a very, very good question, Ray. What ruined baseball? You know what ruined baseball? Money.
Sure.
Money ruined baseball.
Yeah.
Listen, we've talked about this so many times. Does a football player or a baseball player deserve $500 million to play a sport?
Nobody does.
No one deserves that money. But you look at a guy, this is my thing. So not to go too off topic, but you look at a guy like Roy Halladay, right? Mm. Roy Halladay, he didn't use steroids. What did he do to get through his pain and through his anxiety of being a professional athlete with all the money he was making? Pills.
A popper.
And guess what? His addiction, we don't know, but very well could have costed him his life. You know, and it's sad because players knew, like, Roy Halladay wasn't going to take steroids. He wasn't going to do anything to improve his health. But what he did was instead is he took prescription pain pills and did whatever else he was doing to get through those games.
And put this into perspective real quick, right?
Yeah.
He used pain pills, right?
That he was giving.
He was using, I guarantee you, 1,000%.
Yeah.
He was popping pain pills on the mound. Every day he pitched, he was popping them. But you know what they did to him?
They let him go.
Put him in the zone. He was zoning
because
out.
Because he wasn't feeling it.
Mound.
Because he wasn't feeling anything.
This dude's flying planes, doing acrobatic shit, popping pills all day because he thought he was...
He was depressed.
But it's not even depression, man. Like, you know, when people use drugs, right? Hmm. People use drugs for a certain reason, right?
Sure.
You have that one game. You're like, oh man, I popped a pill and I was like lights out from the field, or I threw the best curveball. I could feel my body.
Yeah.
I could just tell when I was gonna snap off that slider, that curveball, whatever it was. That changeup was gonna be nasty.
Yeah.
You know, It's a mental thing, right? It's a mental thing for these athletes, just like steroids. Just like steroids, because you know what? If you're on juice and you go over to that bench and you're like, you know, I'm going to do 325 today. I've been banging out 275, no problem.
Yep.
I'm going to try 325, then you rep it 10 times. It's like everything's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And that drug puts you in a certain certain place in your brain.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let's face it, a lot of these athletes are all, not all of them. I'm not gonna group them all, but they might smoke some weed, right?
Yeah, I mean.
They might be taking THC in other forms, maybe not smoking it.
Right.
But it puts them in a mindset. Yeah. When you're popping those pills like Roy Halladay, I guarantee you that dude was popping them on the mound, and then he's flying planes at crazy speeds like an acrobat.
Well, I mean, if you go back and watch the documentary, right? So they did the 30, was it a 30 for 30? I think it was. I'd have to go back and look.
A 60.
It might have even been.
E60.
I'm sorry. That's what it was, I think. So you go back and look at Roy Halladay, right? So after a game, they would interview him, and he would be like zombie mode, right? He couldn't even talk. Couldn't even talk because he was under the influence of whatever pain medication
he was spent.
Exhausted. Not only that, his wife will get on there and say that he was depressed. He had anxiety attacks because he felt like every time he had a bad game, and let's be real, Roy Halladay didn't pitch many bad games in his career. He's a Hall of Famer.
All day.
Right? So now this is the thing. He took the pain pills knowing that it was the only way that he could get through his day and get through the games because he had shoulder problems, he had back problems, he had leg problems. But he signed this huge contract, huge contract with, you know, the Phillies, and, you know, he's throwing no-hitters in the playoffs. He's the best pitcher in the game of baseball. He literally could not, like, his mind couldn't handle it. So the only way that he could get through his day was by taking pain medication and doing whatever else he was doing. And ultimately, it got to a point, if you watch the documentary, where his wife actually became nervous that he was so depressed that he was going to take his own life. And a lot of people to this day still think, with all the drugs that were on board when they did his autopsy, that he purposely crashed that plane. Because he just, you know, and it's incredibly sad, but money. That's one of the things. Everybody wants to be rich, and everybody wants to, especially these athletes, they sign these huge contracts. But what happens when you don't live up to it? You feel like you let everybody down. You let your team down. You let all your fans, your state, whatever city you're playing. It's a huge thing.
But the thing you just said was, you know, when you don't make it and you let them down.
Right.
What happens when you make it, you crush it,
and you're still
a superstar.
You're still doing it.
You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And you still don't make it.
Yeah.
You know, so it just kind of goes to show you, you know, there's a lot of mental health issues in the world, and I'm not going to speak on anything specifically, but imagine being a Hall of Fame pitcher like Roy Halladay and not able to handle it. You handled every single major moment, but the question is, how did you handle it?
Right. Well, here's a good question for you. So his win-loss record, he won 203 games, lost 105. His earned run average was 3.38. He got inducted in 2019. It came out that Roy Halladay was abusing pain medication while he was playing the game of baseball.
I believe it.
Right? That's how it was. You could see it in the documentary and see his interviews and see how he was acting. Other players knew that he was doing it.
Sure.
But Curt Schilling can't get in because he talks a little too much.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't get it. Well, but, I mean, people feel bad for Roy Halladay? Yes. But you got to listen. It's one way or the other. Curt Schilling deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame just because he says some things that people don't agree with. And I'm one of the biggest Roy Halladay fans since I was little. He had a drug problem. Mickey Mantle had an alcohol problem. Babe Ruth had an alcohol problem. Those guys are in the Hall of Fame, but because
is Daryl Strawberry in the Hall of Fame? I would imagine that Daryl Strawberry's in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Yeah, 2010. Oh, the Mets Hall of Fame.
Mets Hall of Fame. Right.
All right. Well, anyway, is Michael Irvin in the Hall of Fame? I mean, it's a different sport, but. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, look at Dwight Gooden, too. Dwight Gooden, big cocaine user.
Yeah.
With Daryl on the Mets.
Sure.
He's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he actually ended up putting up the numbers, though.
Listen, but you have the numbers. You do the time. I mean, come on. Get these guys in. They deserve to be in.
Curt Schilling deserves to be in. And I give Curt Schilling credit for saying, you know what? Take my name off the list.
Yeah.
You guys don't want to vote me in. Yeah. Take me off. Well, I know it. I deserve to be there. His fans know. His teams know. Yeah. It is what
screw
it is.
Him. See you later.
Yeah. This Hall of Fame talk, we could talk for days on this.
There's a, you know what? There's bigger things in life than the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Even though the Hall of Fame might think that they are, you know. The Hall of Fame, baseball specifically, they're losing a lot of clout right now.
They are.
You are not like Cooperstown. Whoop-dee-doo, dude. Yeah. Whoop-dee-doo.
That's true.
I'd rather take a ride out to Canton.
Yeah.
Or Springfield, which is only a little way away from us.
Not too far.
I think basketball might be one of the only like sports that's actually...
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they doping in basketball?
I mean,
LeBron must be.
LeBron, yeah. He's a different
LeBron's breed, about 75 years old, and he's still dropping 46.
Unbelievable.
So
unbelievable.
And all the hate I have on LeBron, I do appreciate everything he's done.
Yeah, you got it. You got him, man. He's just lights out.
I'm not really that much of a hater.
I know you're not. You do it more or less for the argument against Michael Jordan. That's why you like to do it.
I'll argue LeBron against anybody.
I know you will.
Well,
we're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for the great debate between you and Brian. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be good.
But
we'll have to plan that one out.
But anyway.
Yeah, so.
It is what it is.
Baseball Hall of Fame, it's sad. You know, baseball is, I don't know, man. It's one of those things where I love it. I still love it. The whole Baseball Hall of Fame and the writers thing is not going in the right direction. And the Hall of Fame is losing so much respect as the days go by. Like you said, it's losing a lot of clout. So, you know, hopefully next year we'll see some names go in and, you know, hopefully baseball can make its comeback and, you know, see what happens.
There was nobody close to getting in except for Schilling.
Schilling was the closest. 71.1%. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
next was Bonds not getting in.
Yep.
Roger Clemens, right after him, not getting in.
Right.
Scott Rolen.
Yeah.
Omar Vizquel.
Well, Omar Vizquel was just recently...
he might be the
He was investigated for a domestic violence incident, too. So his credibility dropped big. He'll never get in.
Billy Wagner, he's got to be...
Left-handed closer for the Astros.
He ain't going to make it. He's on the sixth year on the ballot. He ain't going to make it. No.
Todd Helton's very underrated.
Burley, Torrey Hunter, Tim Hudson.
These
are probably the best names.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Are they Hall of Fame?
It's first year on the ballot for these guys.
I don't know, man. Like, some of those names, to me, they're very, very, very good players, but are they Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame is a different breed.
What about Andrew Jones?
I don't know if he...
Andrew Jones was a stud, man.
Andrew Jones was very good for a short amount of time.
And you know what? Todd Helton shouldn't be shamed because
he played in Colorado. Yeah, no.
Who cares?
I still think, honestly...
If you're a New York Yankee, you're the ones hitting infield flies out of the field.
Yeah, I think Todd Helton's still one of the most underrated baseball players to ever come through the game.
Oh, dude, he's a freaking hitter, man.
Absolutely.
He's a hitter.
Absolutely. Andrew Jones, that's another one. I mean... You know, he played over 2,000 games. I mean, I'd have to look at all of his numbers, but I think he played 17 years. I mean, his years with the Braves were unbelievable. He was unbelievable with the Atlanta Braves. You know, when he came up as a 19-year-old kid hitting home runs left and right against the Yankees in the 96 World Series, like, that was awesome.
Yeah, so. 254 average. I mean, he's probably going to have a hard time getting in. He's a hell of a center fielder, though.
Great defensive center fielder. Yeah, absolutely.
He's a good player.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But he played so many years.
He did. And they were all very
They weren't all
very
freaking
good years.
Fall off the,
yeah, like when know, he was with know, Atlanta, he was great, like I said. But
you should have juiced, bro.
Who knows? Maybe.
He'd be at a 305, 315 life average if you just a little injection.
He was a big
box.
He was a big home run hitter. He wasn't an average guy.
Do you know which portion of your is it your right cheek, your left cheek? Is it top, bottom? Like,
I think
where
a lot
do
of
you
it,
stick it?
I think a lot of it's like in the lower, like.
Lower quadrant.
Area. Yeah, I think so.
Anyway.
Who knows?
Speaking of buttocks.
Buttocks. I can't wait to see where this conversation's going to go.
Dude, when you change a diaper.
Another hard left turn, folks.
When you change a diaper. How do you change a diaper, folks? And listen, this is a question to the dads, right? All you dads out there watching this. When you change your diaper and you have your son, daughter on the floor, right? Do you pull the diaper off? And I'm going for more of the sons. We're going to go for the son because the son's got the sprinkler.
Yeah.
Right? He's got the shooter.
Sure.
Watch out. Cover that shit up.
Yeah.
So when he's on the floor, you got him. You got him, right?
And yeah.
You're about to pull the diaper off.
Sure.
Do you put the diaper underneath the diaper he's already wearing?
I don't.
Why?
Do that. My wife does all the time.
I do too, sister. See, we come from the same. Yeah. We grew up together.
I do it so quick. It's quick, man. You take the one hand, put the finger in between the 2 feet, lift them up, boom, 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 cover them up, boom. I'm like lightning fast. I don't even mess around with the double.
So it's kind of like NASCAR. Change of tires.
I would be great in the pit. You'd be 100%. Right.
Uncle Dave. You're not the only one good at
the
pit. I don't
know the first thing about cars, but you know, I could change a diaper. Yeah. I could definitely change a diaper.
Dude, so.
Yeah. I didn't think I was. That was one of the scariest things for me, like being a new dad. I had no idea how to change a diaper. I had no clue.
Well, you know, I'd practice with my daughter, but I always had, you know, one underneath the other.
Yeah, I'd see.
But you pull one out, and you don't even have to go zip, zip. You pull one out, and you bang, you throw it on, you slap it.
See, I do it just as quick. You know what I do? I let him hold on to the diaper, because now he's starting to, like, grab onto things. So he'll hold the diaper, he'll be nice and calm.
So he's just squeezing a whole handful of piss.
Well, no, I'll give him the new diaper. I'll open it up so it's nice and ready. I'll be like, here you go, Weston, here you go. And he'll be like, oh, this is so cool, it's a diaper. And then, boom, guess what? Rip it out of his hand, boom, boom, done.
So,
done deal.
I guess my story is, I don't know
what... I'm wondering where you're going with this. I'm not really sure what's going on with it either.
it's a little concerning to me, but...
We went from steroids to changing diapers. I love it.
Yeah, man, because we're all over the place, and, you know, obviously we don't follow any script.
No.
But... So when I change it, I got one underneath the other.
Sure.
So whatever it is, and I don't know why, but little Tiger,
sure,
likes to piss when Heather's changing the diaper. And so I'm like, babe, why don't you just have it like go? As soon as you pull that one out, you got the one underneath, bang, you throw it on top.
I don't do it that way. I've never done it that way. Well,
she's like 4 for 4 on the last 4 diaper changes.
This dude's
almost like he's pissing all over himself. He's pissing on her. He's a pisser. It's a wicked pisser in my ass, I'll tell you.
Weston's only peed on me two times.
I've got pissed on once.
2 times.
I'm only one pee.
I'm telling you, I'm quick, man. I don't mess around. I'm afraid to get peed on. You know, listen, I've been like projectile pooped on. I've been projectile, you know, puked on. But the pee, for some reason, that doesn't happen with me.
He's
pretty good about it.
Nah, me neither. Yeah. And it's funny because, like, I'll put him in my arm, and then next thing you know, like, there's a little projectile vomit. Well, yeah, whatever.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. But the pee thing, like, I got that thing. I'm like, I had the fastest pit time in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Changing diapers.
I mean, I'm impressed with the fact that we went from, you know, and like Ray said, we don't have a script usually on this show. We have an idea of what we want to talk about. One of the things you mentioned you wanted to talk about was changing diapers tonight.
Yeah, that was my story.
I mean, so did you get peed on today or didn't get peed on
today? I don't get peed on.
You're just talking about the fact that Heather continuously gets peed on
all the time. I'm like, babe, this is how you got to do it, babe. I'm trying to help her out.
But she's got her way.
She's had girls.
I know. Oh,
she's
that's
had
true.
Girls. We got a boy now. This dude's got a shooter.
Yeah, well.
Shooter.
I mean, listen, Shooter. I'm going to call him Shooter for
that might be his new nickname.
Well, Tiger.
Tiger Shooter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it works. Listen, why not?
Whatever, it happens.
We go off the rails sometimes on this show.
I go off the rails all the time.
It is what it is. So, I mean.
Listen, let's talk about some golf real quick.
Okay, now we're going to golf, folks. Everybody stand by. I can't wait to see what's after this.
You guys have to stick around. We have a huge show coming up. We got Jimmy Jones from Lake of Isles.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, I talked to him today.
Yeah, I know.
Me and Chris, we're going to go over to the Lake of Isles.
Yep.
We're going to set some shit up. We're actually going to do a show. We're going to do a live remote over at the Lake of Isles.
Yep.
And Jimmy's going to have really some options. Do I want to help these guys?
He's going to bust
Do I want to clown these guys?
I hope he clowns us.
It's going to
be
a roast session.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Jimmy's a really good dude.
Yes.
And I feel like it's going to be a combination of a roast and a coach.
Yeah.
So we might call that the roast and the coach. Coast and the roach.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen that episode.
Coast to roach, whatever.
Either way. But if you guys haven't seen that episode, go check it out. It's on YouTube. It's also on our Facebook page. We had Jimmy Jones and Josh Cameron on during Masters Week, and Jimmy is a great guy, very knowledgeable. I mean, listening to the way that he teaches and his philosophy, not just about golf, but about life and how he uses different experiences in his life to his golf swing, it's incredible. So we're excited to go, and I'm going to get some lessons.
You're going to get a lesson, and it might not be a lesson you'll want to hear.
But that's okay, though, because I'm very, very open to criticism.
I'm afraid, honestly.
I mean, I'm
a little
afraid.
He might tell me to quit.
Yeah, he's going to definitely tell me
to quit. If he tells me to quit, you're freaking screwed.
Yeah, he's excited. We're excited. We can't wait for that episode. It's going to be a riot, that's for sure. It's going to be a riot. Can't wait to see what people say about it, too, when they watch it. I'd be like, really? These two dudes love golf? Like, they suck. Yeah. Well, you don't
probably talk more about you.
But right, exactly. No. That's okay, though. I'm good with it. I still love to play the game regardless.
So, listen, they're playing golf out in California.
Farmers Insurance.
They're at La Jolla.
Yeah.
La Jolla, Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines. They're playing both, too. They're playing both courses.
Yes, they are.
North and, is what is it, north and north, south?
North course, south course. Yep. Patrick Reed had the lead.
Playing great.
He was.
Yeah.
He played good today.
I didn't see any updates
He went even par today.
Okay.
Victor Hovland out of some country with a...
He's from Rush.
Nah, like Switzerland?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe
I don't know how he's from.
Either way. He's in the lead?
He's got a... It's like a red flag with a blue thing on it. Switzerland, maybe?
Switzerland, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. From America. I know the stars and stripes.
The red, white, and blue.
I know the red, white, and blue. Dude, he went off today.
Yeah?
Yeah. He shot 7-under.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up shooting a 65.
Yeah. So he's
in the lead. He's in the lead right now.
That's good. I haven't really, I'm going to be honest with you, paid too much attention to the past two golf tournaments that have been on.
Norway. He's from Norway.
Norway. Okay.
I know he's one of them ski countries.
Ski countries.
He's
right.
A skier, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, Farmers Insurance is on. Did you notice, too, speaking of Patrick Reed, you know how he always wears Nike?
Yeah.
He's wearing a lot of Titleist these days. So I wonder if Titleist is a new sponsor of his. He's wearing a Titleist hat. He always wears a Nike hat. And today, or yesterday, he was wearing a Titleist hat. So I pay attention to those weird things.
Did he jump off like Tiger's, like, freaking, maybe, hey, man, I want to, like, sleep next to you thing? Or what?
I don't know.
I love Patrick Reed. Yeah. I love the fact that he wears red and black on Sundays.
I wasn't a big fan of him, but he's kind of grown on me for the past couple
years. You
got to
like him. I mean, he might have, you know,
he's kind of a weird guy anyway, you know?
Weird?
He's a little weird.
Fucking weirdo. He's weird. I don't think he's a weird guy.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's very intense.
I'm a huge fan of Patrick Reed.
Yeah. Good golfer, obviously. Great golfer. Masters champion.
He's on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he's a great golfer, you know? So, I don't know. But, so we got that episode with Jimmy Jones coming up. That's going to be great. We're going to head over to Greatbrook Sports as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to go see Corey Jones, and we're going to get fitted for clubs.
The spicy pumpkin,
Corey Jones. We're going to go get fitted for clubs. We're going to do an episode on how a club fitting works, so you guys, you know, after you watch our episode, can go down to Greatbrook, go see Corey. He will get you fitted for Titleist, Cobra, TaylorMade, you know, Callaway, whatever you guys want, he will fit you for it. And we're going to actually do an episode where he's going to fit us for clubs. It's going to be really cool. It's quite the process. You know, you take a lot of swings, you know, you get measured up for, you know, shaft length and club head speed and all this good stuff. It's going to be really cool. So we got some good golf stuff coming up when the weather, when we start to really get into the golf. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention, the Masters is right around the corner.
What?
Believe it or not, folks, we just got done with the Masters. It's back. It's back. A couple months. We're back at Augusta.
I'm so upset about it.
I can't believe it. I'm just
listen,
so
where are you green, man? Where are you green? Yeah. We got St. Paddy's Day, then we got the Masters.
Yeah. We're going to do another Masters week, too. We had a lot of fun with that. So we'll get some more golfers on here and, you know, talk some golf for the week. We love that.
Listen, we got golf coming. We're going to have some other big guests coming on, too. We're not going to tell you.
Mm.
But we have kind of had some conversations with some big local guys.
Yeah.
We're keeping it local. We're keeping it organic.
Got to show some love for the local people, athletes.
Let's go.
You know? So. Yeah. Well, what do you think, man?
I think we're good, man.
We covered what we had to. It was kind of a, you know, quicker episode, kind of just right to the point. We talked, actually, we had some great conversations to Sean Watson. We talked Hall of Fame. That was great. I like that conversation about the Hall of Fame in baseball.
I loved it.
And then we talked about changing diapers
By the way, Ken Griffey.
Yes, congratulations.
Junior.
Senior advisor to
Do the Griffey right now.
Right now?
Do the Griffey right now. And you know what the best thing is? We did not rehearse this.
No.
The fact that I said do the Griffey, and I'm going to tell you something right now. The only reason I wore my hat backwards at practice was for Ken Griffey. My varsity baseball coach, Griswold High School, Mr. Blanchard, right? Dave Blanchard.
Yeah.
He hated when we wore our hats backwards.
Yeah.
Coach.
My dad still gives me a
heart. Griffey, man.
My dad hates when I wear my hat backwards, but he knows that I idolized Griffey growing up, and that's why I do it. That's always been why I've done it.
When you see somebody with their hat on backwards.
Yep, they're cool. They're fucking
and
cool,
you see, man, these young kids doing it. They don't even know why they're doing it. But I'm going to tell you why you're doing it there, young boy.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Griffey Jr.
I'm so glad that I got to grow up watching him play baseball, man. And the fact that now he's and now the fact that he's a senior advisor for the MLB, that's huge. And he's going to focus on the kids and diversity in the game. You know, getting some more cultural culture in the game of baseball.
Yep.
It's awesome, man. What a great pick for that role. Congratulations, Ken Griffey Jr.
The kid, man.
Love the kid.
The kid for the kids.
Yep. Couldn't have picked a better person.
He's the kid.
I'm the kid of the group.
You're the kid of the group.
Yep.
I'm Ray Bones. He's Nodder.
The kid.
We do not sports.
Ray Bones and Nodder Show.
It's the Ray Bones and Nodder Show.
We will see you guys on Tuesday. Please do not miss this episode. Anthony Sherman, 7 o'clock Tuesday, Facebook Live, YouTube, and it will be on iTunes, Spotify, it'll be on there.
Hopefully Pandora, if they can get their
shit
together.
You're going to want to watch it Tuesday. Yeah. Guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for tuning in with us this morning, and we'll see you Tuesday. Peace out, everybody.
That's the woe.